Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
So, we need to know, guys, and we need to put this on, make sure that everyone at Home Affairs has this.
Yeah, we're going to send this list to Durban, tourism.
Tourism. Yeah, we need to give a heads up to our visitors to South Africa. We have some very unique sounds here. Very unique. I'm sorry about the repetition on that one. We have unique sounds here.
Also, I just wanted to find out, you know, like when the taxis like hoot, like beep, beep, take me. Yeah. Is that like people? We should probably tell people that it's not because you've done something wrong. They just hoot to get the attention of someone who wants to get in the taxi.
It's so important. Yeah. Everywhere else in the world, a hooter, is to reprimand you or to let you know that there is an impending doom.
Yes.
All right. This is the only place where we'd like call you over.
Yeah.
It's an invitation.
Take me.
I would like to add one, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this.
The electric fences after the rain.
Not dripping water on something. Electric fences on the rain.
Absolutely.
It's like, Porsche.
That'll keep you up all night long if you don't know what the hell is that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we need some of your suggestions.
For our foreigners at a traffic roadblock, license or streetwise too.
Oh, okay. It's not a sound. It's an action. But, you know, when they ask you for your license, they're not, it's a license or, you know, I'm thirsty.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, for BRIBE.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, I was behind that one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's still a couple of those. We're trying to weed them out. Thank you, Becky. But, yeah, that still kind of exists.
So last night, as I was sitting down for the evening, the sound of crickets in the mist made me feel very much a South African. Until the generators came on. So that's my sound for South Africa. The sound of crickets and generators through load shedding.
Actually, yeah, that is a bit of a heads up. But due to load shedding, you must just feel comfortable with the sounds of silence.
And then just by the way, on Twitter, at Gambino Slee says, the sizzle of a shisa nyama on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a beautiful sound.
Yes.
But I think most countries do have sort of like a braai barbecue.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
Yes, hello, my name is Ethan Lantman, and I think a uniquely South African sound is the hooting when we go through red robots.
Okay.
Which you shouldn't be doing,
you shouldn't
young
be
one.
Going through red robots. That hooting is not unusual. That is expected.
We need to speak to your guardian ASAP.
Yeah, please drop us your guardian's number right now to 089. All right, all right. Do we have another one?
Yeah.
This is something that happens quite a lot in the Zulu culture, and I think it's called mululating.
How cute.
And it sounds a little bit like this.
It's ululating.
Oh. That was amazing. And then Deirdre Naidu, we've got Deirdre on the line. Hi, Deirdre.
Hello, Deirdre.
Hi, guys.
So what is that sound that you think we need to let our visitors know about?
Absolutely. I think that we should let them know about the sound of the vuvuzela.
Oh.
That is so highly South African.
That's true.
And being at the festive period, we're going to hear a lot of those. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, though? I think the 2010 World Cup...
Sort of introduced it to the world?
Yeah, because I've been watching games like La Liga, Serie A, or like Premier League. And you hear like an odd vuvuzela, you know?
No, true story. I think Deirdre is quite right, because a foreigner might not know that there's a derby. And the Oaks are like leaning out of their cars.
It's a
swarm of bees.
Yeah. Giant attack killer bees swarming. Thank you, Deirdre. All right, we'll add that to our list and we'll make sure that Department of?
Tourism.
Gets that list.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.